Another Outside the Box, coming at you. Today's topic is First Impressions. When Europeans first came to the shore, they discovered unique and impressive people and cultures, and said so. However, that changed as colonizers soon recognized that the indigenous residents were not willing to adopt European ways or to be colonized. Our life today would be very different if the invaders had taken on much of the lifestyle of resident North Americans instead of primarily foisting their Christian colonizer culture onto native people. It's hard to even imagine the many differences, but I'm going to try through the words of a few early interlopers, Europeans who were impressed by the life they discovered in North America. There were comments from Europeans about how indigenous communities did not care about the things Europeans worried about, or aspects of life original residents were able to handle in a more liberated and healthy way. For example, mapmaker Jodocus Hondius observed, quote, "The people of this country are content with the bounty of nature, neither do they know what belongs to mine, or thine, or money, but have all things in common. Gardens are open and unfenced, and nature teacheth them that which is right without laws," end quote. Some really praise the indigenous residents, such as French historian Jean Macaire. According to Macaire, quote, "Those who live there exceed and excel all other peoples in kindness, warmth, and humanity. For it is unheard of that anyone is ever in any way ill-treated," end quote. Philosopher-writer Michel Aquem de Montaigne added, quote, "As for devotion, observance of justice, goodness, liberality, loyalty, frankness, it has served us well that they do us, outdo us in these things," end quote. Others were more balanced in their evaluation. Italian Cardinal Pietro Bembo, for example, noted that, quote, "They don't know what it is to set up boundaries and distinguish possessions. They have no lawsuits, no law, no books of writing, no merchandise," end quote. Several Europeans commented on how native people could live, quote, "without rules and without rulers," end quote. Noted 16th century poet Pierre Ronsard had this to say, quote, "Our world has just found another, no less extensive, fruitful and peopled than itself. I would that I could live as well," end quote. The lives of native people in North America were the models for Thomas More's famous book, Utopia. Even Christopher Columbus got into the act, declaring, quote, "I do not believe there is a better people or a better country. They love their neighbors as themselves," end quote. Obviously, Columbus's tune changed, since he later murdered thousands. And some, after initial contact, focused on the conflicts between groups and their quote-unquote savage nature. Life was no bed of roses for either indigenous residents or the Europeans. Still, it was not unusual for colonizers taken hostage by indigenous natives to stay with their captors, even when they were released, or for other colonizers to quote-unquote change sides. Certainly the tune of Europeans changed, especially in the 1700s and later, when indigenous groups realized the invaders were taking their land, treating it as a commodity to be bought and sold, and destroying their resources. Along with native people went much of their culture of holding land and resources in common, balancing human needs with those of the natural world, equality of treatment, and a lack of authoritarianism, but rather leadership through clans and councils. The social and political and cultural differences between the two groups were significant. More communalism among the original residents, and more emphasis on individualism, everyone responsible for themselves, among the colonizers. I think those differences remain today. However, there is a resurgence of interest in native cultures, brought on especially by increasing awareness of racism and climate disruption. Lifestyles more in tune with nature rather than those trying to overcome it could minimize the danger of climate catastrophe and reduce the existential threat to our planet. And the ability to get along with others might depolarize our relationships with our neighbors. We still can reclaim these ways of living, mostly rejected long ago. But doing so will be a challenging road to travel. How much of your day-to-day life comes from indigenous North Americans, and how much from European culture? All right, I'm Larry Danziger, representing a mix of the two cultures, but mostly the European part.